This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two witnesses tell the Associated Press that Israeli soldiers fatally shot an American woman participating in a protest against settlements in the West Bank. The U.S. government confirmed the death of the 26-year-old, but did not say whether she had been shot by Israeli troops. The White House said in a statement it was deeply disturbed by the killing and called on Israel to investigate what happened. The Israeli military said it was looking into reports that troops had killed a foreign national in the area of the protest outside the West Bank town of Beta. Israeli forces may have left the West Bank camp after a major military operation. AP's Charles Iledesma.
Overnight, Israeli armored personnel carriers were seen leaving the Jenin refugee camp from a checkpoint set up on one of the main roads, while troops also had pulled out of the Tul Karim camp by Friday morning and had left Al-Farah earlier. But in a statement, the Israeli military suggested the operation was not yet over. Israeli military officials have said they've been targeting militants in the three camps. In an attempt to curb recent attacks against Israeli civilians that they say have become more sophisticated and deadly. I'm Charles Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday called on China to stop supporting Russia's war in Ukraine and said Beijing's assistance has been a significant factor in the continuation of the war.
President Putin must realize that he cannot win on the battlefield, but must accept a just and lasting peace where Ukraine prevails as a sovereign and independent nation. I call on all allies to continue their vital support, especially in this difficult phase of the war.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in July he does not want China, which has a no-limits partnership with Russia, to act as a mediator, but hoped Beijing would apply greater pressure on Moscow to end the war.